To describe times of isolation, we often use words like loneliness and solitude, as if they are synonymous, that they could not be any more different. Loneliness is an expression of pain, while solitude can be an expression of joy. When you are lonely, you ache for companionship. But when you seek solitude, you enjoy being alone. I am an adaptive extrovert, but I require solitude to recharge and center my soul on God within me. Do you have times of solitude that you've set aside for you to rest in the presence of God? Well, this meditation from Matthew chapter 6 is a gift of solitude within, reflecting on your inner voice, the voice of the divine presence from within you. But to hear it, you need to be in solitude, even when your world is crowded, especially when your world is crowded. So whether resting in silence or already fighting loneliness, begin your meditation by surrendering the next 15 minutes to rest in the presence of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit within you. Allow the weight of your eyes to slowly move now from open into a soft focus to gently closed with little effort. And become mindful of your breathing. Begin to steady yourself within and settle deeper into where you are. Continue in this time of thoughtful reflection by listening and then responding to this passage from Zephaniah chapter 3. And as I lead us, respond simply, Lord God, you are in my midst. May God bless the reading and hearing of his word. The Lord your God is in your midst. Lord God, yes, you are in my midst. The Lord your God is in your midst, a warrior who saves. Lord God, you are in my midst. The Lord your God is in your midst and will rejoice over you with joy. Lord God, you are in my midst. The Lord your God is in your midst and will be quiet in his love, making no mention of your past sins. Lord God, you are in my midst. The Lord your God is in your midst and will rejoice over you with shouts of joy. Lord God, you are in my midst and I am in yours. Continue on for a moment by moving deeper into the divine presence. The Lord is here. The Holy Spirit is with you. You are cared for. Your inner voice is the voice of divinity. To hear it, you need to be in solitude, even in crowded places. So take a moment to note your inner voice. Without giving attention to the detail or the words that you hear, enjoy the presence of the Heavenly Father, the risen Son, and the Holy Spirit indwelling within you. without effort, begin to submit everything you're thinking, all of your ideas, all of your thoughts, all of your prayers to God in these moments of solitude. Center two on your breathing and be mindful of each full and deep breath you take. Each tummy breath filling you. Note everything about each breath. Note the depth, the duration, the sound of your breathing. Each deep inhale is drawing in the pneuma breath of God. So center on your breathing. Lonely thoughts may arise, not to worry. Note them, but don't center there. Those are not the thoughts of God. Let feelings of loneliness and isolation center you back on thoughts of communing with God. Center on your breathing and whisper, "Lord God, in solitude, you are in my midst." Let the word solitude be your centering word. Now continue as you center on encountering God in each of these three divine readings from Holy Scripture. This passage is a letter from Matthew the Apostle. He is remembering the words of Jesus when teaching him and the other disciples how to pray. Imagine this passage as a note from Matthew to you. Open your mind and heart to the meaning of the words found in Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. From the New Living Translation. To my dear friend in the faith, remember that when you pray, go away by yourself, shut the door behind you, and pray to your Father in private. Then your Father, who sees everything, will reward you. You are never alone. He is always in your midst. What did that passage say to you? What did you hear? Well, listen once more from Scripture. But when you pray, go away by yourself, shut the door behind you, and pray to your Father in private. Then your Father, who sees everything, will reward you. For this next minute, reflect on this Scripture passage. Breathe and center your thoughts in solitude. Lord God, you are in my midst. once more, but now take a note of your emotions as you listen to this wider passage from the New International Version. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray while standing in the synagogues on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need, even before you ask. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Once more, breathe and whisper, Lord God, you are in my midst. Take this next minute. What are you thinking and feeling as you listened? In this third expanded divine reading from the New International Reader's Version, let the words now form into a prayer, an imagined contemplation. Lord, by your mercy, hear my prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, help me remember that I pray to not be like those who only pretend to be holy, wanting to be seen by other people, but rather, when I pray, lead me into my room, close the door and pray to you, my Heavenly Father, who can't be seen. I don't want to be like the others who pray for wrong motives. You, Father God, know what I need even before I ask you. So I pray this now in the name of your Son, our Savior, and my Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Take this next minute to reflect on what you desire most in this time of solitude with God. And pause if you need or want more time. Now rest here in the presence of God. Idle your thoughts and enjoy God as you rest here now in a moment of imaginative contemplation. With your eyes shut, retreat into the secret room of your heart. Close the door and pray to your Father who is unseen. Take this minute to rest. No words. No supplications. No requests. Just be mindful of your breathing and aware of this sweet solitude. Softly whisper, God, you are in my midst, and I am in yours. You rest here a bit longer. Be mindful of moments when you feel isolated or lonely. In that instance, breathe and center your thoughts back on the joy of being secluded in order to commune in the divine presence. And be aware too of others you pass on the way that may be lonely and alone with their own thoughts. How might God use you to bring them into fellowship with the Holy Spirit? Ponder that and accept this prayer of benediction now to find time to go away by yourself, to shut the door behind you and pray to your Father in private. Then your Father who sees everything will reward you. May you know the presence of Christ, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, and encounter God now in your midst. As we close, remain here in this safe and private place as long as you can, encountering the joy of God, silently whispering, Lord God, you are in my midst. May the peace of the Lord be with you always.